1130 AM, 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB.
Hi, everyone, from Northview High School. We welcome you to another night of Northview Knights baseball here on WAMB. Time was 1130 AM, 99.5 FM, and 106.9 FM. And we're on the World Wide Web at WAMBradio.com. I'm Dave Crooks. We've got some cloudy skies in the area. There's a slight chance of some showers and thunderstorms, but if we do get a little bit of rain, they don't think it will last long, but hopefully we can get this game in as the Clay City Eels come to town. Clay City has an 8-win, 10-loss record. Northview, 19 wins and 5 losses on the season as we get set for a tournament action next week. Of course, the Knights play in a 2-game tournament tomorrow at Bedford North Lawrence, and then they're making up a game Monday with Indian Creek at 5:30 here at Northview. So keep that in mind. And then on Thursday, they've got an 8:30 game at Avon for the 4A sectional. Well, first of all, the defensive lineup for Northview tonight, Brigham Boo will be on the mound, which is kind of fitting because he once was a Clay City Eel until he transferred to Northview. Corbin Allen is the catcher. Dylan Zinko at first base. Braden Tucker at second. Gavin Morris at third. Trey Shaw is your shortstop. Brevin Harper is in left field. Trey Tucker in center field. And Braden Nevins is in right field. For Clay City, their starting lineup looks like this. Bailey Hassler, the left fielder, will lead things off, followed by the shortstop, Caden Cannon. Batting third and playing center field is Jacob LaFerry. Batting fourth and playing second base is Hunter Adams. Batting fifth and catching tonight for Clay City is Nolan Harris. Batting sixth and playing third base is Logan Jenkins. Batting seventh and playing right field for Clay City is Buddy Stone. Batting eighth and playing first base is Zeke Newton. And batting ninth and the pitcher for Clay City is A.J. Morgan. Head coach for the Clay City Eels is Larry Shaw. And, of course, the head coach for Northview is Craig Trout. We've got a good crowd on hand for tonight's game. Still time for you to come out and join us in person if you would like. The concession stand has plenty of soft drinks, water, popcorn, hot dogs, and all kinds of good stuff to enjoy on this Friday, and this would give you a chance to see the Northview Knights in action in person. But, of course, we always appreciate you listening to us here on Timeless 1130 WAMB. Bailey Hassler will step in. Brigham Boo looks in for the sign. He gets it. And now Boo ready for the windup, and here's the first pitch. And that's a called strike, and this game is underway. So Hassler looking at an 0-1 count. Brigham Boo ready to deliver the next pitch. And that's a ball, 1-1 the count. Brigham Boo set for the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, 1-2 the count. Okay, so 1-2 the count on Bailey Hassler. He'll step in again. We had sunshine a few minutes ago, but it didn't last very long. Here's the pitch. That's outside, 2-2. They had a special pregame ceremony tonight honoring Charlie Jackson, the retiring athletic director at Northview, and I went ahead and Facebook Lived it on our Timeless Classics WAMB Facebook page, so you can see it there. Got a little emotional for Charlie as they announced there's a new award that's going to be given away this year and every year in his honor. A reach for that one, a swing and a miss, and Bailey Hassler goes out on strikes. So with one down, this will bring up shortstop Caden Cannon. They've got a little reception going on right now and a big cake to cut for Charlie Jackson for his retirement. He's all smiles right now, of course, and but he was a little emotional receiving the news that there's a new Charlie Jackson Sports Award that they're going to be passing out each and every year to someone at Northview High School. That first pitch is a foul ball for a strike. Caden Cannon with an 0-1 count. Tonight's game of service, the Park County REMC. They are your Touchtone Energy Cooperative. Tomorrow, we'll join the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. We'll have coverage all weekend long from the qualifications at the greatest race course in the world. Good pitch, but not quite good enough for a strike. And they'll have like a morning session tomorrow, an afternoon session, and also on Sunday as well. Swing and a miss on that pitch. I think it's 1-2. We're short the scoreboard operator at the moment, so I'm trying to see the umpire's fingers. Here's the pitch. That ball smashed back toward the shortstop. Actually, it'll be a nice base hit. Trey Shaw could not stop that one. Caden Cannon found the perfect hole just to the left of the second base bag, and he is on with the first hit of the game. Jacob LaFerry will bat next. He is the center fielder for Clay City. Congratulations, Charlie. So LaFerry, a right-hander, with Cannon taking the lead off at first. Swing and a miss. Strike one, the count. Top of the first inning, Clay City and Northview tonight in high school baseball. That pitch is on the outside corner for a strike. Brigham Boo checks the runner at first. Nobody on at second and third. Runner going for second. They're going to make a throw on him. Nice throw by Corbin Allen, but not quite good enough for Trey Shaw to make the tag in time, and that'll be a stolen base for Caden Cannon. These two teams were supposed to play earlier this year, but they got rained out, so they got this one back on the schedule for tonight. Quick conversation going on right now between Brigham Boo and Corbin Allen. And that conversation breaks up. I'm sure they're getting their signs correct. No score. Top of the first. Clay City threatening. They've got a runner at second. Nobody on the corners. There is one out. The batter, Jacob LaFerry. That's a called strike, and he got caught looking, and there's quickly two down. So now this will bring up Hunter Adams, the second baseman for the Clay City Eels. Boo checks the runner at second, who has a big leadoff. Delivers the pitch. That ball smashed back toward Boo. He'll make the throw to first base to Dylan Zentko for the out, and that ends the threat by Clay City. In the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. We played a half inning of baseball at Northview, and on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard, Clay City nothing, Northview coming to bat. Back with more in 60 seconds on WAMB.
Dearly beloved, we gather here to witness the perfect marriage of Oreo cookies and real ice cream in Sonic's new cookie jar shakes. If any object, speak now or forever hold your peace.
I do! I'm sorry, but cookie jar shakes should marry ice cream with my true love, Nutter Butter cookies.
Does anyone object to that?
I do. Not. That sounds delicious.
Who could object to Sonic's hand-mixed cookie jar shakes? Half price after 8 p.m.
Oreo and Nutter Butter are registered trademarks of Mondelez International Group. For a limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing you with the most accurate and reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute. We track it by the second. And when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orpert, Eric Stidman, Matt Brooks, and Chris Piper. Storm Team 10, leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
You're listening to Northview Baseball on WAMB.
Back at Northview High School, I'm Dave Crooks, where we have Clay City and Northview doing battle tonight in high school baseball. Northview will send up Trey Shaw to lead things off. He is the shortstop for the Knights. Braden Tucker will bat second. He's the second baseman. Brigham Boo will bat third. He's your pitcher tonight. Gavin Morris, will clean up in the number four spot playing third base. The umpire tells the pitcher, A.J. Morgan, a couple of more warm-ups, and then we're set to go. Cloudy night here at Northview, threat of rain, but hopefully we'll get this one in. Defensively for Clay City, A.J. Morgan is on the mound. Nolan Harris behind home plate. Zeke Newton at first base. Hunter Adams at second. Logan Jenkins at third. Caden Cannon at shortstop. In the outfield left to right, Bailey Hassler, Jacob LaFerry, and Buddy Stone. So Trey Shaw will step up to the plate. We'll see what kind of damage he can do for the Northview Knights as we go to the bottom of the first inning. No score. Clay City had a hit and a runner at second, but that's as good as they could do. Let's see if the Knights can respond and do something a little bit more. That pitch is outside for a ball. Want to know the count? Oh, here you go, right? Take this with you, too, while you're at it. Thanks. That pitch is a strike. 1-1 the count. That ball lined down right field, but it's going to be foul. So the count now at 1-2. So a 1-2 count. Nobody on here in the bottom of the first. Here's the pitch from the left-hander A.J. Morgan. That's high and outside, 2-2 the count. Trey Shaw, your batter for Northview. As the Knights get ready for action next week at Avon, we'll have coverage of all games involving Northview, Terre Haute North, and Terre Haute South. Makes for a busy Memorial Day. That's high and outside as they'll play three games on Memorial Day. That's kind of tough on old guys like me who spend the day before at the greatest race course in the world, but we'll figure out a way to make it work. A.J. Morgan delivers the next pitch. That's high for ball four. So Trey Shaw is on with the base on balls. And now this will bring up Braden Tucker, the second baseman. Tonight's game is brought to you in part by Lorenz Service at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, a family tradition of excellent automotive service since 1930. The pitch, low and outside, ball one. We're in need of a scoreboard operator tonight at the game, so far we haven't found one, but we're working on it. So I'm doing it the old-fashioned way right now. Oh, I think we just found one. That's what's fun about spring sports. It just kind of all comes together, sometimes a little bit late, but it happens. There's a called strike, 1-1 the count. There we go, a ball and a strike with no score here on the bottom of the first. Northview with the runner at first. There's Trey Shaw going for second. Wow, if that shot would have been lined straight down that 325 mark, that would have been big news, but it went foul on Braden Tucker. So now the count is 1-2. You've got Trey Shaw on at first, nobody at second and third. There's nobody out. We're in the bottom of the first. It's Clay City versus Northview tonight. One ball and two strikes. The pitch as going for second. That's going to be a ball, and Trey Shaw is in the second standing. So the count is 2-2. So again, Indy 500 qualification coverage all day tomorrow and Sunday on both WAMB and our sister station, Light 92.7 WFNB. 2-2 pitch. That's high and outside. Shaw trying to steal third. He slides in safely as Logan Jenkins could not trap the ball in time. So now you've got Trey Shaw in scoring position with no outs here in the bottom half of the first inning and a full count on Braden Tucker. So Tucker steps in. A.J. Jackson looks in to catcher Nolan Harris, gets the sign, the windup for the payoff pitch. That's a foul ball. Count remains 3-2. Tonight's game also a service of Riddell National Bank, where you're not a number, you are our neighbor. Braden Tucker, ready to go, looking at a full count. A.J. Morgan checks Trey Shaw, the runner at third. The payoff pitch once again. Hard hit ball to right field, but that's going to be caught by Larry Shaw, but that's okay because Trey Shaw's going to tag up at third, and he'll make it home for the run. So Trey Shaw will score. Braden Tucker gets a sacrifice fly, and the Knights take a 1-0 lead. Brigham Boo will bat next for the Knights. He's the pitcher tonight, former Clay City student until he transferred about 3 years ago to Northview. Boo set to go. Here's the pitch. That's a called strike. 0-1 the count. The pitch. Nice hard hit ball to left center field. Jacob LaFerry is there. He'll make the call and the catch, and there's two down. And we can feel some raindrops here at the ballpark now. Gavin Morris will bat next. He's the third baseman for the Knights. We've got two down here in the bottom of the first. And we do have a 1-0 score in favor of the Knights. That ball down the right field line, it could be caught. Buddy Stone, well, he could have had that. It was in foul territory. He paused right before he approached the foul territory line, but I think if he would have made that extra step, he would have made that catch. So a break for Gavin Morris. So 0-1 the count on the freshman. A.J. Morgan delivers the next pitch. Inside, that's a ball. 1-1 the count. Northview is on the road tomorrow. They play down in Bedford. They'll have two games and an invitational that they'll be playing tomorrow. There will be no radio coverage, as we'll have Indy 500 coverage. That ball smashed down to the shortstop. Caden Cannon makes the long throw to first place, base to Zeke Newton, and he gets the out. But in the inning for Northview, they did pick up one run, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on. We played one inning of baseball here at Northview High School. On the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard, it's Northview 1, Clay City nothing. Coming back with more in 60 seconds on Timeless 1130 WAMB.
At French Funeral Home, we are more than just a funeral home.
We are faith.
We are caring.
We are compassion.
We are community. Whether at French Funeral Home, Lawson Miller Chapel and Crematory, or Schoppenhorst Funeral Home, when the time comes to honor your loved ones, you can trust us to treat you like family.
Susie, Nick, and Josh are just some of the caring people you'll meet when working with the outstanding staff. They'll make you feel comfortable and cared for in the moments you need it most. This caring staff will guide you with compassion as you remember and honor a life well lived.
Hi, I'm Bill. But thanks to my electric co-op, I'm also known as
Captain Cost Cutter.
Every time I change out my
air filter
or
the insulator
when adding insulation in my attic. My electric co-op helps me use energy wisely and save money. So I guess you could just call me Energy Bill.
Lower Energy Bill.
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Visit them online at pcremc.com.
You're listening to Northview Baseball on WAMB.
Back at Northview High School, I'm Dave Crooks. Glad to have you tuned in on this Friday afternoon as the Northview Knights and the Clay City Eels doing battle. This will bring up Nolan Harris, the catcher for Clay City. Brigham Boo, the pitch, and that's a called strike. Defensively for the Knights, Brigham Boo on the mound. Corbin Allen is your catcher. Dylan Zinko at first. Braden Tucker at second. Gavin Morris at third. Trey Shaw at short. Next pitch, that's a called strike, 0-2 the count. In the outfield left to right, it's Brevin Harper, Trey Tucker, and Braden Nevins. So an 0-2 count on Nolan Harris. That's a ball. 1-2 the count. Brigham Boo gets the sign. Starts the windup. The pitch, high and outside, 2-2 the count. Don't forget, tonight and Saturday night, we join Network Indiana at 9:30 for Indiana Sports Talk with Bob Lovell. They'll talk some high school sports as well as the Indy 500 as that ball smashed foul down the right field line. Count remains 2-2. So catch Indiana Sports Talk with Bob Lovell Friday and Saturday nights from 9:30 to midnight here on Timeless 1130, 106.9 and 99.5 WAMB. Foul ball. Count remains 2-2. We're headed to Cincinnati on Sunday. We've got buses coming from Terre Haute, Brazil, and Washington to see the Cubs and the Reds play. I've got 160 passengers on three buses, all sold out. So they're going to throw him out at first. That's strike three. So they had to seal the deal at first, and they do. You can imagine what my office looks like if you have to have enough water, soft drink, snacks for 160 people for an entire day. So this will bring up Logan Jenkins, the third baseman. Jenkins ready to go. Brigham Boo, the right-hander, delivers the pitch. That's low. Ball one. The community has been very responsive to our Avon sectional coverage. We've almost got next week's games sold out. If you want to be a part of the action, 420-2518. 420-2518, that's our main business office number. Leave us a message, and we'll call you Monday. A lot of people excited about the 4A sectional at Avon. That pitch is low. Maybe a far drive, especially next Thursday. The Knights may not play till after 8:30 as they're in that second game on Thursday night. We'll have coverage of both games. And then, of course, three games on Memorial Day, all weather permitting. That pitch is low. Ball four. And Logan Jenkins is on with the base on balls. This will bring up Buddy Stone, the right fielder. You look at the Avon sectional. Coverage begins next Thursday at 5:50 when Brownsburg plays Terre Haute North. 45 minutes after the first game, Plainfield takes on Northview. Then on Memorial Day at 10 o'clock, Terre Haute South plays either Avon or Mooresville. The winners from game 2 and 3 on Thursday play sometime around 12:30 on Monday the 28th. And then the sectional championship at 7 o'clock on Memorial evening. So we hope to see you in Avon, but if you can't make it, we'll have all the coverage for you here on Timeless 1130 WAMB. The count is 0-1 on Buddy Stone. That's a hard hit ball. That'll be a hit out in right field. So the Eels have got something going here in the second inning. So you send Logan Jenkins to second, Buddy Stone on at first with the single. And now this will bring up Zeke Newton, the first baseman. Good crowd on hand tonight. Good to see a lot of fans in the stands for this one. Clay City brought a nice crowd. Concession stand is open if you want to join us in person. $5 admission, and you can get some treats from the concession stand. They'd love to see you. Zeke Newton, the left-hander, ready to go. Boo delivers the pitch, and that's inside, ball one. A 1-0 score, if you just tuned in. The Knights lead Clay City as they got a run in the first inning.
Swing and a miss. So the count 1-1 on Zeke Newton. Got runners at second and first for Clay City. They're both taking leads right now. The pitch. Inside pitch. Got away for a moment from Corbin Allen, but he picked it up quickly and was ready for bear. The runners will stay at first and second. And now Corbin wants a quick chat with Brigham Boo. That conversation is over. The umpire takes a moment to clean off the plate. Tell you what, things are cooling down here. The wind's picked up. May need a jacket before it's over with. Two and one the count on Zeke Newton. That ball is foul. Count now 2-2. Tonight's game, a service of the French Funeral Home in Brazil. Faith, caring, and compassion, French Funeral Home. Two balls, two strikes, and one down. The pitch. That's a ball. Count now full at 3-2. So big pitch coming up for Brigham Boo. Boo checks the runner at second. The payoff pitch on the way. That is low for ball four. So now Zeke Newton is on first. And Clay City has the bases loaded here in the top of the second. A.J. Morgan, the pitcher, will bat next for the Eels. Little mound discussion happening right now with three of the Northview players. Trey Shaw, Braden Tucker, giving some encouragement to Brigham Boo. And now we're set to go. Morgan steps in. 1-0 lead for the Knights here in the top of the second. That's line foul down the third base line. Owen won the count. Boo, the right-hander, delivers. There's an attempted bunt, and they're going to call it foul. The umpire made it clear with authority. 0-2 the count. I thought we were going to have to raise our hands for a moment. Boo, set for the 0-2 pitch. Boy, that's inside, 1-2. So we're in the top of the second. A 1-0 lead for Northview, but Clay City has the bases loaded with only one down. The pitch to A.J. Morgan. Swing and a miss, and he strikes him out. So now we go to the top of the Clay City order with Bailey Hassler, the left fielder. Clay City comes into tonight's game with 8 wins, 10 losses. Northview 19-5 on the season. Hassler ready to go. And Boo decides to throw to Trey Shaw at second, runner back in time. Tonight's game, a service of the Hearing Aid Warehouse, helping you hear all the action with locations in Terre Haute, Brazil, and now a new location in Sullivan. That's a ball. 1-0 the count. Uh-oh, official warning just given to who? Oh, yeah. The umpire just pointed. Did he point toward the dugout with that warning? Was that for Craig? Not sure it was for Craig, but the umpire just gave an official warning and pointed toward the Northview dugout. but I don't know if it was directed at the coach or just anyone in particular, as that pitch is a called strike. So the count 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. He chopped at it, got a piece of it, but it's a foul ball, 1-2 the count. One ball, two strikes, two down. Clay City threatening, though. They have bases loaded. Brigham Boo trying to get his Knights out of this half inning. Gets the sign. Delivers the 1-2 pitch. That ball popped up out of play. Boo gets the sign, delivers the 1-2. That's outside, 2-2 the count. So a 2-2 count on Bailey Hassler. We have two down, bases loaded. We're in the top of the second. The Knights are leading 1-0. The pitch on the way, got a piece of it. Count remains 2-2. And the umpire is going to hand deliver a new ball to Brigham Boo. Tonight's game, a service of Sue Goshen, your family-owned H&R Block at 428 East National Avenue in Brazil. A 2-2 and 2 count. Top of the second, bases loaded. Brigham Boo delivers. That ball smashed down toward the third baseman. Gavin Morris makes the throw to first base to Dylan Zinko in time for the out. So score that 5-3. In the inning for Clay City, they did not pick up any runs. They did get one hit, no errors, and they left three on. We've played 1.5 innings, and on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard, it's Northview 1, Clay City nothing. Back with more in 60 seconds on WAMB Brazil, Terre Haute.
One of the best things about sports is that unexpected surprise performance, that big play from a rookie or free agent. And that's what's great about Wings Etc. Grill and Pub. You know about our wings, but the surprise is all of our Etc. Sandwiches, wraps, quesadillas, salads, subs, seafood, amazing appetizers, and awesome daily specials.
I could use a wing.
Sure, you love our award-winning wings. Wings Etc. Grill and Pub. Good food, great time.
Wings Etc. Brazil, proud sponsor of Clay County Sports. Bring your ticket stub after a local game for 10% off a food purchase.
We've always got time to get more money, right? Right now, H&R Block Tax Pros are working with IBM Watson to find every last credit and deduction you deserve. Appointments are filling up fast. Come in today or make an appointment at hrblock.com and get your taxes won.
Experts train Watson to consume large volumes of data. Performance improves over time. If you find an H&R Block error on your return that entitles you to a larger refund, we'll refund your fee for that return and file an amended return at no extra charge. See hrblock.com/guarantees for details.
This is Sue Goshen from your family-owned H&R Block at 428 East National in Brazil.
1130 AM, 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB.
Back at Northview High School, I'm Dave Crooks, where the Knights lead 1-0. We go to the bottom half of the second inning. Leading things off will be first baseman Dylan Zinko, followed by center fielder Trey Tucker, and then left fielder Brevin Harper, and then it's Andrew Osborne in the cleanup spot here in the bottom of the second. So Zinko steps in. A.J. Morgan delivers the pitch. Hard hit ball. That'll go out into center field for a base hit. So a nice hit for Dylan Zinko. He's really turned it on, especially as of late. And when he connects, he can hit that ball far. Had a home run last week, or earlier this week, I should say, at Edgewood. So did Brigham Boo in the same game, same inning. Now this will bring up Trey Tucker, the center fielder. So Zinko on at first. Let's see if Tucker can bring him around. The pitch. That's low for a ball. Defensively for Clay City, A.J. Morgan on the mound. Nolan Harris, the catcher. Zeke Newton at first. Hunter Adams at second, Logan Jenkins at third, Caden Cannon at shortstop. The outfield left to right, Bailey Hassler, Jacob LaFerry, and Buddy Stone. Morgan delivers the pitch, and that's a ball, 2-0 the count. Tucker, ready for the next pitch from A.J. Morgan. On the inside corner, a called strike. 2-1 the count. Well, I bet the temperature's dropped 10 degrees in the last hour. It's really cooled down. High and inside, 3-1 the count. I tell you what, they've cut Charlie's cake down there, but I've not seen a piece of it sent to the press box for us guys. What do you think? Got to make a request. Had a pregame ceremony tonight to honor athletic director Charlie Jackson, who's retiring. That's ball four. So Trey Tucker is on with the base on balls. Matter of fact, speaking of Charlie, he says he'll join me a little bit later in the broadcast, so we'll get a chance to hear from the longtime Northview athletic director and see what's in his future plans. I have a feeling we'll still see Charlie in the stands at Northview games. What do you think? First pitch to Brevin Harper, the left fielder. And that's a ball, 1-0 the count. Northview's got runners at second and first, nobody at third, nobody out here in the bottom of the second. Here's the pitch. That's high, 2-0 the count. Two balls, no strikes, no outs, bottom of the second. A.J. Morgan, the left-hander for Clay City, delivers the 2-0. Called strike on the inside corner. So 2-1 the count. Morgan delivers the next pitch. That ball smashed down toward the shortstop. Zenko's got to go around it. They make the throw to second. They get one out there. So on a fielder's choice, Harper is on. Zenko goes to third, but Tucker will have to come out to the dugout. Andrew Osborne will bat next, the designated hitter. He's the DH today for Corbin Allen, the catcher. Runners on the corners, nobody at second with one down here in the bottom of the second. That's high and inside, 1-0 the count. The 1-0 pitch. That ball popped up, should be playable in the infield. Third baseman is calling for it. It's actually caught in foul territory by Logan Jenkins, just barely out of fair territory, and there's two down. So now this will bring up Braden Nevins in the number nine spot for Northview. Again, we've got Dylan Zenko on at third, Brevin Harper at first, nobody at second, and two down here in the bottom of the second. A.J. Morgan makes a throw to first, and Harper back in time. Tonight's game, a service of Sonic Drive-In with two locations at Fort Harrison and Lafayette in North Terre Haute and State Road 46 east of Terre Haute. The pitch, that's outside. Harper's going to go for second, and they're going to nail him. They throw out Brevin Harper at second, and that ends the Northview threat. In the second inning, the Knights did pick up a hit, no runs, no errors, and they did leave one on. We've played two innings of baseball on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard. It's still Northview 1, Clay City nothing. Back with more in 60 seconds on WAMB.
Have you noticed that squealing sound or not being able to stop like you used to? Sounds like you need to give the guys at Lorenz Service and Auto Repair a call today at 812-446-7331. Lorenz Service and Auto Repair provides several services and is a family-owned and operated auto repair shop and has been on the same corner, 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, since 1930, providing excellent service and trustworthy advice. Open 7 to 5, Monday through Friday, closed on Saturdays. Lorenz Service and Auto Repair, a place where you can still shake the owner's hand.
The Hearing Aid Warehouse has been in business for 20 years in the Wabash Valley with a local Brazil office conveniently at 101 West National Avenue for the last 5 years. Locally owned and operated by Brazil residents, Marty Hobbs and his wife Robin are committed to providing you with the very best service and prices on the latest hearing technology. Receive 50% off any hearing aid set with free lifetime service on any hearing aid purchase. Some exclusions apply. See office for details. Call the Hearing Aid Warehouse today at 812-420-2326 because life can sound so sweet.
You're listening to Northview Baseball on WAMB.
Back at Northview High School, I'm Dave Crooks, where the Clay City Eels are in town tonight, taking on the Northview Knights. We go to the top half of the third inning, and the Knights lead 1-0. Caden Cannon on the first pitch. It's playable by Zimko, the fly ball. He catches it, and quickly there's one down. So if you're keeping score at home, just put a 3 there on Caden Cannon. Now this will be Jacob LaFerry, the center fielder. He got caught looking in the first inning and struck out. So he's 0 for 1 tonight. The pitch. Foul ball. Brigham Boo, ready for the 0-1. High and inside, 1-1 the count. Girls softball beat Rockville last night. Had a chance to tune in for part of that with Corey Clark. That ball's foul, count 1-2. They'll play next week at the Edgewood Sectional. They drew the bye. They'll play West Vigo. That game is on Thursday night, but we're already committed to the Terre Haute North 4A game at Avon, which is right before the Plainfield Northview game, so that's going to prevent our coverage as we originally planned. Swing and a miss on that pitch, and LaFerry goes down swinging. So there's two down. This will bring up Hunter Adams, the second baseman. We've mentioned this before, how you'd think on a holiday they wouldn't be playing baseball tournaments, but yet with all the high schools having graduation, many on Sunday, some on Saturday, Monday seems to be a good window for a lot of schools. That ball is going to be a hit. Trey Shaw went after it, but could not scoop it up as Hunter Adams gets a solid hit. And that'll be the third hit of the game for Clay City. Nolan Harris is the catcher. He'll bat next. He struck out in the second. Two down here in the top of the third. A 1-0 score in favor of Northview. Brigham Boo checks the runner at first. And he decides to make a throw to Dylan Zentko and the runner back in time. But looks like the runner will have some work to do tonight, or Mom or Dad will, trying to wash all that dirt off the front. Adams takes the lead. Here's the pitch. Called strike. Count is 0-1 on Nolan Harris. Boo delivers. Nice ball popped up toward right field. Braden Nevins is calling for it. He'll make the grab, and that will end the Clay City threat. In the inning, no runs. There was one Clay City hit, no Northview errors, and they did leave one on. We played 2.5 innings of baseball, and on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard, it's still Northview 1, Clay City nothing. Back with more in 60 seconds on WAMB.
At Riddell National Bank, you're more than a number. You're our neighbor, which means we know the area inside and out because we live here, work here, raise our families here. We visit your shops and live next door, so we can offer the kind of personalized banking that's rare to find these days. And when it's coupled with the wealth of expertise in mortgages and business loans, it's easy to see why so many people trust Riddell every day. Come see your neighbors at Riddell today.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dearly beloved, we gather here to witness the perfect marriage of Oreo cookies and real ice cream in Sonic's new cookie jar shakes. If any object, speak now or forever hold your peace.
I do! I'm sorry, but cookie jar shakes should marry ice cream with my true love, Nutter Butter cookies.
Does anyone object to that?
I do. Not. That sounds delicious.
Who could object to Sonic's hand-mixed cookie jar shakes? Half price after 8 p.m.
Oreo and Nutter Butter are registered trademarks of Mondelez International Group. For a limited time only, participating Sonic drive-ins.
11:30 a.m., 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB.
We're back at Northview High School. I'm Dave Crooks, and glad to have you tuned in tonight on this Friday evening. The battle for Clay County tonight and bragging rights in the county. Good-sized crowd showed up for this one. Northview leading Clay City by a score of 1-0. Defensively for Clay City, A.J. Morgan on the mound, Nolan Harris the catcher, Zeke Newton at first, Hunter Adams at second, Logan Jenkins at third, Caden Cannon at short, left to right, Bailey Hassler, Jacob LaFerry, and Buddy Stone. So for Northview, this will bring up Braden Nevins, the right fielder. Here's the pitch. Nice hit out to left field. That'll drop perfectly. So Braden Nevins gives the Knights their second hit of the night. And now we'll go to the top of the order with Trey Shaw, the shortstop. Trey got a walk in the first and scored the only run in the game so far. And to get that run, he worked for it. He stole two bases, and then he was able to come in on a sacrifice from Braden Tucker. Trey Shaw, ready to go. Here's the pitch. And that's a ball. Want to know the count. Got several cars sitting across the street watching the game from across the road. Hopefully they've got the radio tuned in, the WAMB. A throw to first, runner back in time. That's, of course, Braden Nevins. Nevins takes the lead at first. Nobody on at second and third, and no outs. Here's the pitch. That's high. 2-0 the count. So a 2-0 count with no outs here in the bottom of the third. A 1-0 Northview lead over Clay City. Here's the pitch. That's high. 3-0 the count. A.J. Morgan gets the sign from Nolan Harris. Checks the runner at first, Braden Nevins. Here's the pitch. That's ball four. So Trey Shaw is on for the second time this game with a base on balls. This will bring up Braden Tucker, the second baseman. Tonight's game, a service of WTHI-TV. They cover local news, weather, and sports from where you live. WTHI-TV 10 is proud to support your local community. So you've got Braden Nevins at second, Trey Shaw at first. Now we'll see what Braden Tucker can do, the IU-bound senior. He's got his bat ready for a bunt, it would appear. Here it comes. Nope, instead, line drive, and it's foul down the right field line. Your measurements at Northview, 325 down the lines, 385 straight back and 355 in the power alleys. Field's in pretty good shape, and so far, knock on wood, we've kept the rain away. Let's hope that happens for a couple of more hours at least. Mainly because my wife's mowing the yard. I want her to get that job done. She'll appreciate that. The pitch. There's the bunt. It's going to perfect bunt down the third base line. There's nothing that they could do with that one. That's why that kid is a top player in the state. I tell you what, it was a perfect bunt down the third base line, and there was just no time to do anything with it. So now with Braden Nevins at third, Ray Shaw at second, and Braden Tucker at first, this will bring up Brigham Boo, which I'm sure he'd love to give his old school a treat by having a grand slam right here. No outs. It's possible. He's got the strength to do it. But that ball popped up. Should be playable in right center field. And, oh, the center fielder, Jacob LaFerry, could not catch it. He had an opportunity to catch it, but it did not stay in his mitt. One run will score. Two runs will score. And the Knights take a 3-0 lead. I tell you what, that's a tough break. And by the way, what's the decision, hit or error? It's a tough call. What's your decision? It's an error. All right. So we're going to give it an E8. Gavin Morris, the third baseman, will bat. There's a hit. That'll fall out in left field. So Gavin Morris is on, and another run will score as Braden Tucker will score, and the Knights now have a 4-0 lead. So Brigham Boo now at third, and Gavin Morris at second, and I think there may be a pitching change in the works as the coach for Clay City, Larry Shaw, comes out to the pitcher's mound, although it's not for sure yet, as we've even brought a couple of the outfielders in. And I haven't seen him take away the ball from A.J. Morgan yet. But a 4-0 score. The Knights have picked up three runs. And I think we're going to have a pitching change. Let's double-check that. 12, yep. Jacob LaFerry is going to come in from center field. So we do have a break in the action. With no outs here in the bottom of the third, Clay City wants a pitching change as the Knights lead 4-0. We'll come back to Northview High School after we take this one-minute timeout on WAMB.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing you with the most accurate and reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute. We track it by the second. And when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orpert, Eric Stidman, Matt Brooks, and Chris Piper. Storm Team 10, leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
At French Funeral Home, we are more than just a funeral home.
We are faith.
We are caring.
We are compassion.
We are community. Whether at French Funeral Home, Lawson Miller Chapel and Crematory, or Schoppenhorst Funeral Home, when the time comes to honor your loved ones, you can trust us to treat you like family.
Susie, Nick, and Josh are just some of the caring people you'll meet when working with the outstanding staff. They'll make you feel comfortable and cared for in the moments you need it most. This caring staff will guide you with compassion as you remember and honor a life well lived.
You're listening to Northview Baseball on WAMB.
Back at Northview High School, where the Knights lead 4-0 here in the bottom of the third, we've got a pitching change. Jacob LaFerry, who was playing center field, is the new pitcher for Clay City. He's throwing right-handed. The pitcher, A.J. Morgan, will replace Buddy Stone in right field, and then Buddy Stone is moving over to center field to take LaFerry's spot. So that's what we've got here in the bottom of the third with no outs. We've got Brigham Boo on at third, Gavin Morris at second. This will bring up Dylan Zentko, the first baseman who got a single in the second, made it all the way to third before the inning ended. Four nothing score in favor of the Knights. Let's see what Zenko can do this time around. Inside and low, want to know the count. Tonight's game, a service of Wings, etc. Great food, great times at 915 East National Avenue in Brazil. The 1-0 pitch, called strike, 1-1 the count. Don't forget to take your ticket stub from sporting events to Wings, etc. after the game, and they'll knock 10% off your meal ticket. The 1-1 pitch, that's high, 2-1 the count. Don't forget to tune in all weekend long tomorrow and Sunday for the greatest spectacle in racing, live coverage of qualification time trials at the Indy 500. That ball popped up, should be playable, but A.J. Morgan's going to have to run up on it. Well, the second baseman's going to call for it. That's Hunter Adams. It was kind of in shallow right center field, and he makes the grab for the first out of the inning. So we'll stick a four there in that box. Trey Tucker, the center fielder, will bat next for the Knights. He got on with a base on balls, but then he tried to steal. Well, he didn't actually try to steal. They just threw him out on a fielder's choice at third base. Here's the pitch. Low and in. Oh, on the inside corner for a called strike. So the count is 0-1 on Trey Tucker. That ball popped up to shallow center field. It's going to drop for a base hit. Boo will score, and Morris will score. They'll just kind of jog in lightly, and now the Knights have taken a 6-0 lead. So Trey Tucker picks up a hit, the third of the inning for the Knights and the fourth in the game for Northview. Brevin Harper will bat next. Brevin got the winning hit the other night when we were here two nights ago against Vincennes Lincoln. And that was an interesting game where the coach for Vincennes decided to bring an extra player to the infield and only left two in the outfield, knowing that if a ball went in the outfield, they were going to lose anyway. So he thought he would tighten up the infield. It was interesting to watch. But Harper just decided, yeah, we'll hit it toward the shallow part of the outfield and just call it a game. And they did. The 2-0 pitch, there's a called strike, 2-1 the count. Two balls and a strike with one down. We're in the bottom of the third. Five-run inning so far for Northview as that ball has popped up out of play. Shaw, Tucker, Boo, Morris, and Nevins have scored this inning, and there's only one out. And now a throw back to first, and Trey Tucker back in time. So again, the Knights are on the road tomorrow. They will play down in Bedford. They've got two big games that they're playing tomorrow. That pitch is low. They're also playing Indian Creek on Monday. That's going to be a makeup game. 5:30 start time, I'm told, or maybe closer to 6 o'clock, they're saying. Ball four. So Brevin Harper is on with the base on balls. He is the eighth batter this inning for the Knights. So now this will bring up Andrew Osborne. Osborne popped up to the third baseman in the second, so he's 0 for 1 today. Knights have runners at second and first, nobody at third. Here's the pitch. That's a called strike. Your line score right now for Clay City, 0 runs, 3 hits, 1 error. For Northview, 6 runs, 5 hits, no errors. The pitch. That's low. Ball one. So sectional action starts next Thursday at Avon. We'll have all the coverage for you. I want to thank several of our community-minded sponsors for stepping up and being part of our sectional broadcast next week. And there's still time for you at 420-2518. Leave us a message and we'll get back to you right away with all the details. That ball popped up straight back towards center field. Buddy Stone is there. He will make the catch, and there's two down. So now we're going to have to use an extra line on my score sheet, as we've already went through all nine batters this inning for Northview. This will bring up Braden Nevins, the right fielder. So the Knights have runners at second and first. You've got Trey Tucker at second, Brevin Harper at first, and a swing and a miss on that pitch by Braden Nevins, who, by the way, had a single earlier this inning to get it all rolling and scored. The 0-1 pitch, that's high, ball one. 1-1 the count. That pitch is low, 2-1 the count. Jacob LeFerry delivers the 2-1 pitch, and that's a swing and a miss. The count is even at 2-2. Craig Trout encouraging his batter, Braden Nevins, from the third base coach's box. LeFerry delivers the 2-2. That pitch is low, ball three. It wouldn't hurt to load him up right here for the Northview Knights. The payoff pitch got a piece of it for a foul ball. Tonight's game is brought to you in part by Lorenz Service at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, a family tradition of excellent automotive service since 1930. It's where I take my vehicles, and you can always trust Tony to take good care of you. That ball popped up, should be playable. Bailey Hassler in left field is there. He makes the grab, and that will end the inning. But a big inning for Northview as they went through nine batters. They picked up a total of five runs this inning. There were three hits for the Knights, one error for Clay City, and we did leave two on. We have played three innings of baseball here at Northview High School. On the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard, it's Northview 6 and Clay City nothing. Back with more in 60 seconds on WAMB.
Hi, I'm Bill. But thanks to my electric co-op, I'm also known as
Captain Cost Cutter.
Every time I change out my
air filter
or
the insulator
when adding insulation in my attic, my electric co-op helps me use energy wisely and save money. So I guess you could just call me Energy Bill.
Lower energy bill.
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Visit them online at pcremc.com.
When it comes to wings, everyone knows size does matter. And no one knows it better than Wings Etc. Grill and Pub. Wings Etc. has the biggest, meatiest, award-winning jumbo wings in town. If you love wings and a whole menu of great food and drink options and tons of flat screens tuned into sports, we've got you covered. And now, when you can't eat here, order online for pickup at togo.wingsetc.com. Wings Etc. Grill and Pub. Good food, great times. Come see us today.
Wings Etc. Brazil. Bring your ticket stub after a local game and receive 10% off food purchase.
1130 AM, 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB.
Back at Northview High School, I'm Dave Crooks. Glad to have you tuned in on this Friday evening. We go to the top of the fourth inning. Northview leading Clay City 6-0. Logan Jenkins, the third baseman, will bat now for the Clay City Eels. And that first pitch is low and outside, ball one. Jenkins got on with a base on balls in the second, but only made it to third base. That's a foul ball. One and one the count. Brigham Boo, the 1-1 pitch. Inside on the corner for a called strike. 1-2 the count. The 1-2 pitch. A late swing, but a swing indeed, and he strikes him out. So with Jenkins out, this will bring up Buddy Stone. Looking at Buddy Stone, he did get a single in the second. One down here in the top of the fourth. Here's the pitch. Hard hit ball. That'll be a base hit out the left field. So Buddy Stone gets his second hit of the day. And now this will bring up Zeke Newton, the first baseman. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Riddell National Bank. You're not a number. You are our neighbor. Newton steps in, got on with a base on balls in the second. Runner takes the lead at first. Nobody on at second and third as Boo delivers. And that's on the outside corner for a called strike. A reminder to go to our Facebook page and give us a like. You can search for us at Timeless 1130 WAMB. Boo makes a throw to first, the runner back in time. I need my 200th like. We're at 199 right now. So there you go. Another reason to do it for old Dave. Timeless 1130 WAMB on Facebook. There's a called strike. And that way you'll know what's going on. We always pre-promote the games, local news and information. Matter of fact, you can always go to our website, WAMBradio.com. We've archived some of our games this year. If you want to listen to those or download those for maybe one of your players that you might know. Swing and a miss, and he strikes him out. So Zeke Newton goes down with two down, and now this will bring up A.J. Morgan, the right fielder. Morgan struck out in his first attempt tonight. Morgan set to go. Started the game pitching, but then they put him in right field after the big run explosion in the third for the Knights. Here's the pitch. Foul ball. Owen won the count on A.J. Morgan. Boo delivers. That ball popped up. Should be playable. The second baseman is going to call for it. And that's Braden Tucker. He'll make the catch, and that will end the threat. So, in the inning for Clay City, three up, three down. We've played 3.5 innings of baseball. And on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard, it is Northview 6, Clay City nothing. Back with more in 60 seconds on WAMB.
We've always got time to get more money. Right now, H&R Block Tax Pros are working with IBM Watson to find every last credit and deduction you deserve. Appointments are filling up fast. Come in today or make an appointment at hrblock.com and get your taxes won.
Experts train Watson to consume large volumes of data. Performance improves over time. If you find an H&R Block error on your return that entitles you to a larger refund, we'll refund your fee for that return and file an amended return at no extra charge. See hrblock.com/guarantees for details.
This is Sue Goshen from your family-owned H&R Block at 428 East National in Brazil.
Have you noticed that squealing sound or not being able to stop like you used to? Sounds like you need to give the guys at Loren Service and Auto Repair a call today at 812-446-7331. Loren Service and Auto Repair provides several services and is a family-owned and operated auto repair shop and has been on the same corner, 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, since 1930, providing excellent service and trustworthy advice. Open 7 to 5, Monday through Friday, closed on Saturdays. Loren Service and Auto Repair, a place where you can still shake the owner's hand.
1130 AM, 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB.
Back at Northview High School, where the Knights lead 6-0 as we go to the bottom half of the fourth inning. I tell you what, ask and you shall receive. Thanks, Mark Smith, for the 200th like on the WAMB Facebook site. So appreciate you listening to us tonight on WAMB, and we always encourage more people to like us on Facebook at Timeless 1130 WAMB. Trey Shaw will lead things off for the Knights. He's walked both times tonight, and he scored both times he's been on the field, at least on the offensive side. So here we go. That pitch is outside, ball one. Don't forget, tomorrow and Sunday, we've got coverage all day long from the Indy 500 qualification coverage. And he goes after that pitch. It's going to be foul, though. Kind of reached for it, but hit it down the third base line. And Coach Trout smiling, kind of explained to the dugout, just close, but not close enough. Tonight's game of service, a French funeral home in Brazil. Faith, caring, and compassion, French funeral home. 1-1 the count. Here's the pitch. That's outside, 2-1 the count. We mentioned the Indy 500. We've got coverage all day tomorrow and Sunday on both WAMB and Light 92.7. Hard hit ball to the shortstop. Caden Cannon picks it up, makes the long stretch to Zeke Newton, but he's going to be safe. He beat that throw. So we'll take it. The sixth hit of the game for Northview. Now this will bring up Braden Tucker, the second baseman. He got a sacrifice in the first that brought in the first run of the game. Got a single in the third and scored. Here's the pitch. That's high and outside. Runner going for second. He's safe. So Trey Shaw steals the base, and we'll see if we can move him around with Braden Tucker. Tonight's game also a service of Sue Goshen, your family-owned H&R Block at 428 East National Avenue in Brazil. Terre Haute Rex baseball season is coming up soon, a week from Wednesday, the first home game at Bob Warren Field. And remember that WAMB is your home for every Terre Haute Rex baseball game with Jerry Arnold. Foul ball. Hoping to go to several Rex games this year. Kind of a fun atmosphere, and seeing these young college players act like a pro for about 9 weeks. The 0-2 pitch. That's low. Ball one. That's a hard hit ball, and it gets past the second baseman. It's going to bring in a run. Trey Shaw will score, and the Knights lead 7-0. Hit, air, hit. We're going to give it a hit. I don't know if he could have stopped that. I mean, it was a hard hit ball. And now this will bring up Brigham Boo, the pitcher. Tell you what, the Knights would not disappoint me if they could figure out a way to win this game in five. Send us all home happy and early. 4.5, he's even, that's right. 4.5, Tony, that's right. You could do that. First pitch is a ball. Want to know the count. 7-0. The Knights are in control of this one here in the bottom of the fourth. 2-0 the count. A throw to first. Braden Tucker back in time. The pitch in the dirt. That gets away from Nolan Harris. That'll be an easy base for Braden Tucker to steal, so he'll be at second now. Nobody on the corners at first and third. No outs here in the bottom of the fourth. The 3-0 pitch. Ball four. So Brigham Boo is on with the base on balls. And now this will bring up Gavin Morris, the third baseman. He got thrown out by the shortstop in the first. He got a single and scored in the third. So he's 1-for-2 tonight. And here he comes, the man, the myth, the legend, Charlie Jackson, the retiring athletic director. I knew we'd get these headsets on you one of these games this time around. There's the pitch. Hard hit ball out toward left field. Bailey Hassler going back, back, back. He's going to make a nice catch for the out. How you doing, Charlie?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Well, congratulations on the retirement ceremony tonight.
Well, I just appreciate the opportunity that the community has let me work here over the years.
How many years have you been the AD?
Well, I've been high school AD for 15, and I was the middle North Clay since 86, so 32 years.
So what's in your future now? Do we have, like, golf we like to play or fishing or anything like that or what?
No, I'm not a golfer, although I do live on the golf course. That may change. Yeah, I hope to play a little golf.
Zenko gets a big hit. Dylan Zenko on the first pitch. We've got a runner rounding third heading for home, and boom, he's going to score. So let me catch up here. Braden Tucker scores. Let's see. And the Knights are up by a 9-0 score now. How about that? How was the cake? You didn't save me any cake, did you?
I'm sorry, I had one piece.
That's okay. So now Zenko, he gets his second. That boy's got a future here at Northview, well, doesn't he?
He's had a great freshman year. I mean, you know, he's done a good job for us on the mound. His bat is pretty live.
And that first pitch is outside.
You know, I think this freshman group is going to be good. I compare that to the seniors last year.
That ball smashed down toward first base. The second baseman will have to run as hard as he can, and he can't quite pull it off. Not a very good throw either to Zeke Newton. So what do we think, guys? What's the determination? An error? Going to give him an error. So the pitcher the second baseman, an
yeah.
E4.
Yeah, bad throw.
Yeah, bad throw.
I think good throw would have had him.
So now with Zenko on at second, you've got Trey Tucker on at first. This will bring up Brevin Harper, who's got out with the fielder's, actually got on with the fielder's choice in the second, got on with a base on balls in the third. Was the state championship a couple of years ago the highlight of your AD career here, would you say?
Absolutely. You know, I never thought we'd be in that situation. It was great. I mean, you know, we had some good teams in the past. And,
right.
You know, everything just fell into place, you know. In the original, we didn't have to play Crawfordsville, or semi-state didn't have to play Jasper. And we were just one of those things. We just kept getting better and better every week.
We've got Brevin Harper hit with a pitch. So he'll go to first, and now the Knights have loaded the bases. So a 9-0 score right now.
And, you know, and we appreciate everything the radio station does for us. You know, it's a great coverage. I was glad when you guys came to town. You know, we used to have a radio station locally, but didn't have one for years. Now you guys are back. I think it's better than ever. So,
well, thank you, Charlie. We appreciate that. The business community starting to respond, which is what we need to do more. You know,
absolutely.
That pitch is outside. Ball one.
You know, I've always said since I've been here, even when we were in Brazil, you know, Northview kids never feel like they're playing on the road. When we're on the road, we have a great crowd. Home crowd's always great.
There's a big hit out to right field. Andrew Osborne gets a hit. He will drive in one run. He'll drive in two runs. And the Knights have just taken an 11-0 lead. Hey, we may get to go home early tonight, Charlie.
There you go.
We'll take that, right?
Yes. Yeah, we had a long day tomorrow. We traveled to Bedford tomorrow and playing a tournament. The first game is Bedford versus Speedway. And then the second game, we play Civil Creek, which is 22-2. They're a real good club. So, you know, we'll have our hands full tomorrow. Then we close out on Monday night here at Northview against Indian Creek at 5:30.
Braden Nevins is your batter now. He reached for that one, and that's a foul ball. What do you think you'll miss the most about not being in the athletic director's office next year?
Well, the kids, you know, and seeing everybody, and because, you know, that's the only thing I've ever done, been around kids. So, and, you know, Clay County, Brazil has been great to me. So,
foul ball. And we have a new award that I don't think you expected that tonight, right?
Absolutely not.
Now, give me the exact name of the award. The Charlie Jackson, was it the Sports Award? What was it?
Athletic Commitment Award.
Athletic Commitment Award. I know that was kind of caught you off guard when Mr. Mock announced that, but
yes,
that's okay.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. I was just honored. You know, I appreciate it, but there's, you know, that.
Well,
I didn't expect it, so.
Well, that's neat. So someone's going to get that award before this year is over.
Yes, and then they're going to continue, which is awesome. So.
How about that?
So.
Well, you've made your mark on Northview sports, Charlie, so congratulations.
Thank you very much.
That ball popped up toward left center field, and it will be caught by Buddy Stone. But one run will tag, and Northview takes a 12-0 lead as Brevin Harper will score. So the hit parade continues, so to speak. I guess it's not officially a hit. We'll just say the run parade continues. Wow, we've got a big inning going here.
Mm-hmm.
Six runs this inning, five in the third, one in the first. And now Trey Shaw is your batter. We went through all nine batters again in one inning. That pitch is outside for a ball. Well, all right, so nobody on at second and third with two down. No big trips or anything planned for the summer or not?
Well, actually, yeah, Luann and I, we're gonna have, like, my retirement, our fifth anniversary. We're going to Hawaii in July. So.
Oh, good for you.
So it'll be a good trip. We're going to be gone 12 days. So.
That ball is hit toward right field. A.J. Morgan going back, and he will make the catch, and he will make the grab for the out. But what a big inning for Northview as the Knights did pick up six more runs. They picked up at least one, two, three, four hits. There was one Clay City error, and I don't believe we left any on, did we? Maybe one?
One.
And at the end of four on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard, 12-0 in favor of the Knights. Charlie, congratulations. Happy retirement, my friend.
Thank you.
We'll do lunch soon. Back with more in a minute on WAMB.
The Hearing Aid Warehouse of Brazil would like to welcome you to experience the difference in quality hearing. Local Brazil residents, Marty Hobbs and his wife Robin, are dedicated to providing our community with exceptional service and pricing on the latest hearing technology. Serving the Wabash Valley for 20 years, they're proud to offer the same great services for the last 5 years at their office at 101 West National Avenue in Brazil. Call the Hearing Aid Warehouse at 812-420-2326 to receive your free hearing exam. Start your journey today because life can sound so sweet.
At Riddell National Bank, you're more than a number. You're our neighbor. Which means we know the area inside and out because we live here, work here, raise our families here. We visit your shops and live next door so we can offer the kind of personalized banking that's rare to find these days. And when it's coupled with the wealth of expertise in mortgages and business loans, it's easy to see why so many people trust Riddell every day. Come see your neighbors at Riddell today.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Listening to Northview Baseball on WAMB.
We're back at Northview High School. I'm Dave Crooks. Glad to have you tuned in on this Friday evening. We go to the top of the fifth inning where Northview leads Clay City by a 12-0 score. Bailey Hassler tries a bunt. It goes back to Brigham Boo. He'll make the throw to Dylan Zentko for the out. So two more outs, and the Knights can call it a day and get ready for tomorrow's big tournament over in Bedford. A reminder that we will have no radio coverage tomorrow of the Knights as they're in Bedford. We've got Indy 500 commitments, but I haven't ruled out if we can pull it off with short notice, adding Monday's Indian Creek game. So we may just throw that one up late Monday, but we'll confirm it Monday, or I'll, you might go to our Facebook page at Timeless 1130 WAMB, and we'll let you know for sure. But since that's a makeup game, we just found out about it tonight. That's a called strike. One ball, one strike is the count on Caden Cannon. He got a hit in the first, popped up to the first baseman in the third. Boo delivers the pitch. That's a nice hit. That's going to roll out to left field. So Caden Cannon gets his second hit of the game for Clay City. This will bring up Jacob LaFerry. Started out in center field tonight, became the pitcher for the Eels. Had a chance to call at one of the girls' softball games this year down at Clay City when the Knights played. And such a neat little community, and they love their sports down at Clay City. There's an inside pitch, and now a stolen base, and Corbin Allen makes a throw, but not in time, so Caden Cannon will move around to second. When I was in high school, I went to Sullivan, and we had some big rivalries over in that Clay City gym for the sectional when it was in the old single class, or they'd come to Sullivan and take our sectional trophy more times than not. 12-0 is the score here at Northview. The Knights lead Clay City here in the top of the fifth, and a swing and a miss by Jacob LaFerry. One of the biggest mistakes I made at Clay City as a young man, we left the game when North Central was beating Sullivan. We didn't want to see the end of it, and we found out the next day we won the game in like six overtimes. Never leave a game early was my motto after that. You just never know. And by the way, did that hit him? I was looking away. So LaFerry gets hit by the pitch. So now Clay City has got runners on first and second with one down. This will bring up Hunter Adams. Adams got thrown out by Boo in the first, and he got a single in the third. Five hits in this game so far for Clay City. We're starting to get some light rain here at the ballpark, so another good reason to get two more quick outs. 0-1 the count on Hunter Adams. Tonight's game, a service of Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. The 0-1 pitch. Inside. 1-1 the count. Runners take their leads at first and second. Swing and a miss for a 1-2 count on Hunter Adams. Well, this would be a big strikeout for Brigham Boo if he can pull it off. Boo, the pitch, inside. That's a ball, 2-2 the count. Twelve nothing score, the Knights lead the Eels. The 2-2 pitch, hard. Well, that ball popped up to shallow left field. That's going to drop for a base hit. And Clay City has the bases loaded now. Throw back to second. Runner is safe. So with Hunter Adams on at first, you've got Cannon in scoring position and LaFerry at second. So can the Eels score? We'll find out. With only one down, Nolan Harris. Harris is the catcher. Struck out in the second. Popped up to the right fielder in the third. The pitch by Boo. That's a called strike. 0-1 the count. The 0-1 pitch. Strike two. So again, Clay City has Caden Cannon at third, Jacob LaFerry at second, Hunter Adams at first. All runners will take leads with an 0-2 pitch coming up from Brigham Boo. Got a piece of it. Well, it's got to take off. They're going to have to run him down. Corbin's just got to tag home for the out unless they call it a foul ball, which I think he just did, didn't he? Did he call it a foul ball or not? Yeah, he sure did. a little bit of a wait, but I guess that's the final decision. Foul ball. He got a piece of it that took off, and Corbin Allen was thinking. He went and grabbed the ball and touched home just to be safe. Brigham Boo shakes off a sign, now takes that one. The windup and the 0-2 pitch. That's low for ball one. Your line score right now, Clay City, no runs, 6 hits, 2 errors. The Knights, 12 runs, 9 hits, no errors. Clay City has the bases loaded. They're trying to stay alive here in the top of the fifth. Got a piece of it. Count remains 1-2. Don't forget, Indy 500 qualification coverage all day, Saturday and Sunday on both WAMB and our sister station, Light 92.7. The pitch. Swing and a miss, and they strike out Harris. So the Knights are just one out away from calling it a night. This will bring up Logan Jenkins. Jenkins walked in the second. He struck out in the fourth. Boo delivers the pitch. He thought about going with a bunt. They're going to call him on a strike. Corbin Allen runs down the third baseline. He was ready for bear. Caden Cannon just smiling. All Clay City runners take leads. They've got the bases loaded with two down. Here's the pitch. Got a piece of it for an 0-2 count. Is that today? Okay. So the Brazil Times just shared that the tennis team won the sectional. How about that? Oh, the ball gets away from Allen, and a run's going to score. And two runs may score. There's the throw to Boo. They tag him out. That's the ball game. How about that? What a play. So Caden Cannon scores as the ball got past Caden Allen, and they scored their first run. But then Jacob LaFerry thought, well, they're going to go ahead and wave him home and see if they can sneak in the second run. But Allen made the quick throw to Brigham Boo, and Boo tagged him out to end the inning. So tonight's game, Northview wins it 12-1. Line score looked like this. One run for the Eels, 6 hits and 2 errors. Northview had 12 runs, 9 hits, and no errors. We have to pick a player of the game from Wings, etc. We'll come back and do that after we take this time out on WAMB.
Dearly beloved, we gather here to witness the perfect marriage.
Hey, do you want to play the post-game commercials?
Cookie jar shakes. If any object, speak now or forever hold your peace.
I do. I'm sorry, but cookie jar shakes should marry ice cream with my true love, Nutter Butter Cookies.
Does anyone object to that?
I do. Not. That sounds delicious.
Who could object to Sonic's hand mixed cookie jar shakes? Half price after 8 p.m.
Oreo and Nutter Butter are registered trademarks of Mondelez International Group. For a limited time only at participating Sonic Drive-Ins.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing you with the most accurate and reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute. We track it by the second. And when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orkert, Eric Stidman, Matt Brooks, and Chris Piper. Storm Team 10, leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
You're listening to Northview Baseball on WAMB.
Back at Northview High School, the Knight fans are happy as they get to go home a little early tonight thanks to a 12-1 win by the Knights. So again, Clay City got their final or only run right before they got their third out and ended the game. But one run for Clay City, 6 hits, 2 errors. Northview had 12 runs, 9 hits, and no errors. Brigham Boo did go the distance for the night, so he picked up the win. Time now to pick our Wings Etc. player of the game. Wings Etc., great food, great times, located at 915 East National Avenue in Brazil. Here's the honest truth, guys. It's hard to pick a player of the game tonight. It was a very balanced attack by the Northview Knights players tonight. We had 3 different players with 2 RBIs. But I've decided I'm going to try something different. The player of the game tonight's going to go to Charlie Jackson, the athletic director. Tell you what, he's retiring. They had Charlie Jackson night with a special presentation before the game. So we're going to go with Charlie Jackson as our special Northview Player of the Game, presented by Wings, etc. Great food, great times, located at 915 East National Avenue in Brazil. Well, we want to remind you again all weekend long, Indy 500 qualification on both Timeless 1130 as well as Light 92.7. There's a chance we may add the Monday baseball game with Indian Creek, and I'm told if we do that, it should be around a 6 o'clock start. So keep watching our Facebook at Timeless 1130 WAMB for the official announcement there. We'll decide on Monday. And then don't forget Thursday, we're going to start our sectional coverage up at Avon. Our coverage begins next Thursday night at 5:50 when Brownsburg takes on Terre Haute North. That'll be a 6 o'clock first pitch. And then Plainfield takes on Northview in the second game, and they tell us that will be 45 minutes after the first game. So that could put it, you know, as early as 8:15, maybe as late as 8:45 or 9 o'clock. So I know we'll have a big audience for that one on a weeknight. And then if the Knights beat Plainfield, which they did in the regular season, they would play on Memorial Day in the second game, 10 o'clock that morning on Memorial Day. It's Terre Haute South versus either Avon or Mooresville. So we'll have that game for you, followed by hopefully the Knights against the winner of that Brownsburg-Terre Haute North game. The sectional championship was at 7 o'clock on Monday, May 28th. And, of course, everything is weather permitting, but that's the schedule as of now. We hope to see you at Avon. If you can't make it, we'll have the games for you on WAMB. And final call out to local businesses. If you want to support the Knights and be on our broadcast, call 420-2518, 420-2518, or send us a message. We'd love to have you on board next week for the IHSAA 4A sectional as the Knights start the road to Indy, and let's hope it makes it all the way again like it did 2 years ago. That would be a lot of fun. I want to thank our studio producer, Dennis Porter. I'm Dave Crooks, where, again, the Knights win tonight against Clay City 12-1. Until next time, so long, everybody.
You've been listening to Northview Baseball on Timeless Classics WAMB.
I will see you later.
This game has been brought to you by Sue Goshen, H&R Block, Brazil. Lorenz Service, Brazil. The Hearing Aid Warehouse in Brazil. Verdell National Bank. WTHI TV 10. French Funeral Home. Park County REMC. Sonic Drive-In in Terre Haute. And Wings Etc. in Brazil. Be sure and join us next time for Northview Baseball on Timeless Classics. 1130 AM, 99.5 and 106.9 FM. WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute.
Here's another timeless classic for Terre Haute on the new Timeless 1130 and 99.5 WAMB.
Muskrat, muskrat, candlelight. Doing the town and doing it right in the evening. It's pretty pleasing. Muskrat Susie, Muskrat Sam, do the jitterbug out in Muskrat Land and they shimmy. Sam is so skinny. And they whirl and they twirl and they tangle, singing and jangling a jangle, floating like the heavens above, looks like muskrat love. Nibbling on bacon, chewing on cheese, Sam says a soup. Honey, would you please be my missus? Susie says yes with a kiss. Now he's tickling her fancy, rubbing her toes, muzzle to muzzle. Now anything goes as they wriggle.
Sue starts to giggle. Any whirl, any twirl, any tangle, singing and jangling a jangle, floating like the heavens above, looks like a scrap
to social networking, reconnecting with old friends is more popular than ever. We're here to reconnect with you with some of your all-time favorite music.
It's Ryobi Days at the Home Depot, where the best prices on Ryobi tools come out to play. Like a Ryobi One Plus Battery Kit 2-Pack, just $99. Two high-performance batteries, a charger, bag, plus your choice of a free select cordless Ryobi One Plus tool from the world's largest 18-volt tool system. And you can't beat free. Ryobi Day Savings, in-store or online at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through June 20th at participating stores. Claim based on Sempak style batteries. See store for details and product exclusions.
Are you at home, but you kind of wish you weren't? And you should really stick around the house because of... reasons?
Jimmy, no baseball in the house!
That's why Buffalo Wild Wings has an online ordering experience. So when your kid brings home a stray dog, that's actually a coyote, a rabid one, for whatever reason life requires you to stay put, get takeout with online ordering and be where you have to be. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Availability may vary.
Impressing with Amazon Music.
Are you just going to stand here all night, or are you going to go talk to him?
I will. I'm just choosing a playlist first.
Since when do you listen to country?
Yes, Jen! I love this song!
Very smooth.
Find the right playlist for just the right person. Amazon Music, the simplest way to listen to the music you love. New customers start your 30-day free trial at amazonmusic.com. Renews automatically, cancel anytime.
Grilling season is officially on, and so is the thrill of the grill event at the Home Depot, with the best prices of the season on grills, tools, and accessories, like the River Grill Cattleman Charcoal Grill and Smoker for only $99, regularly $129. Enough room for 22 burgers. You can grill with it, smoke with it, and right now, save $30 with it. Only at the Thrill of the Grill event, going on now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Through June 20th while supplies last.
Are you behind on your federal student loan payments? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, federal programs are still available to have your entire student loan forgiven. Student Loan Options wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. The sooner you call, the faster you can get relief. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. A loan forgiveness specialist is standing by to answer all of your questions for free. Stop worrying about student loan payments. This free information could change your life. Call 800-374-0311. 800-374-0311. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-374-0311. 800-374-0311.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money. But the notice said that if I don't pay them in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
The IRS can do all that and more, unless you get help. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Call U.S. Tax Shield and let them help you get a fresh start. They have access to the IRS's Fresh Start Initiative, which can stop collection efforts and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%, so you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-801-9553 to learn if you qualify. Call 800-801-9553. That's 800-801-9553. Again, 800-801-9553.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Piece of grass walking down the road. Tell me how long you're gonna stay here, Joe. Some people say this town don't look good in snow. You don't care, I know. Venture Highway in the sunshine, where the days are longer, the nights are stronger than moonshine. You're gonna go, I know. Surround your daylight there. Seasons crying, no despair. Alligator lizards in the air. In the air. Wishing on a falling star. Waiting for the early train. Sorry, boy, but I'm ending by purple rain. Oh, come on, Joe. You can always change your name. Thanks a lot, son, just the same. Venture Highway. Are stronger than moonshine. You're gonna grow, I know. Oh, 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 oh. 'Cause a free wind is blowing through your hair, and the days surround your daylight there. Seasons crying, no despair. Alligator lizards in.
Classics.
WAMB.
Yeah. station you can call your own. That is, if you don't mind sharing.
Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Alone, just my lonely heart knows how I wanna be wanted right now. Not tomorrow, but right now.
Indiana Pacers play here.
1130 WAMB.
Tears all this time, true as it can be.
Here's another timeless classic for Clay County on the new Timeless 1130 and 99.5 WAMB. Songs have inspired you, helped you get through something, or just made you smile? I'd say our work is pretty much done here. WAMB.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-490-9309. 800-490-9309. 800-490-9309. Call right now. That's 800-490-9309.
Drag racers and fans, mark your calendars now as the 20th annual Bernie Mann No Box Classic returns to the Crossroads Dragway in Terre Haute Memorial Day weekend. Friday's Gambler Race features a winner-take-all $3,000 prize, and $10,000 will be given to Saturday's race winner. Double entry is allowed. Both days are no box only. For more information, go to Facebook and search Burning Man Classic. The Burning Man Classic Memorial Day Weekend, presented by Grizzly Incorporated, Crossroads Dragway, and Timeless 1130 and 99.5.
You want to feel connected, informed, included, inspired. So when important things happen, we're here. Your local radio and TV broadcasters. America's number one source for news, weather, and information on your radio, TV, computer, tablet, and smartphone. We are broadcasters. Always here for you, wherever here may be. Tell Washington local stations matter by texting radio to 52886. Furnished by NAB and the station, message and data rates may apply.
Here's the Friday night forecast from Storm Team 10. Scattered showers and thundershowers tonight, an overnight low of 66. Tomorrow, for the first part of the day, still a chance of scattered showers and thundershowers, then cloudy, and a high of 81. Maybe a spotty shower tomorrow evening, otherwise cloudy, with a low of 63. With coverage you can count on from Storm Team 10, I'm meteorologist Kevin Orper.
Answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Frank Rush brings you the news weekday morning.
1130 WAMB.
The loveliness of Paris seems somehow sadly gay. The glory that was Rome is of another day. I've been terribly alone and forgotten in Manhattan. I'm going home to my city by the bay. I left my heart in San Francisco. High on a hill, it calls to me to be where little cable cars climb halfway to the stars. The morning fog may chill the air, I don't care. My love waits there in San Francisco. Above the blue and windy sea, when I come home to you, San Francisco. Your golden sun will shine me.
Timeless classics.
Clean. Timeless.
Timeless WAMB.
How
gonna tell me.